Well, good morning. It is October 29th, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be reading 2 Kings chapter 10. We're going to be starting the book of 2 Timothy once again, 2 Timothy chapter 1, continuing through the prophet Hosea chapter 2, and then continuing on through the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119, picking up in verse 97 through 120. So let's get in the Word this morning. 2 Kings chapter 10 today. 2 Kings chapter 10. 2 Kings 10. Now Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria. And so Jehu wrote letters and sent them to Samaria, to the rulers of the city, to the elders, and to the guardians of the sons of Ahab, saying, "Now then, as soon as the letter comes to you, seeing your master's sons are with you, and there are with you chariots and horses, fortified cities also, and weapons, select the best and the fittest of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house." But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, "Behold, the two kings could not stand before him. How then can we stand?" And so he who was over the palace, and he who was over the city, together with the elders and the guardians, sent to Jehu, saying, "We are your servants, and we will do all that you tell us. We will not make any one king. Do whatever is good in your eyes." Then he wrote to them a second letter, saying, "If you are on my side, and if you are ready to obey me, take the heads of your master's sons, and come to me at Jezreel tomorrow at this time." Now the king's sons, 70 persons, were with the great man of the city, who were bringing them up. And as soon as the letter came to them, they took the king's sons and slaughtered them, 70 persons, and put their heads in baskets and sent them to him at Jezreel. And when the messenger came and told him, they had brought the heads of the king's sons. And he said, "Lay them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate in the morning." Then in the morning, when he went out, he stood and said to all the people, "You are innocent. It was I who conspired against my master and killed him. But who struck down all these? Know then that there shall fall to the earth nothing of the word of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Ahab, for the Lord has done what he said by his servant Elijah." So Jehu struck down all who remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, all of his great men and his close friends and his priests, until he left none remaining. Then he set out and went to Samaria, and on the way, when he was at Beth Eked of the shepherds, Jehu met the relatives of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and he said, "Who are you?" And they answered, "We are the relatives of Ahaziah, and we came down to visit the royal princes and the sons of the queen mother." Then he said, "Take them alive." And they took them alive and slaughtered them at the pit of Beth Eked, 42 persons, and he spared none of them. And when he departed from there, he met Jehoanab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he greeted him and said to him, "Is your heart true to my heart, as yours is, or as mine is to yours?" And Jehoanab answered, "It is." And Jehu said, "If it is, give me your hand." And so he gave him his hand, and Jehu took him up with him into the chariot. And he said, "Come with me, and see my zeal for the Lord." And so he had him ride in his chariot. And when he had came to Samaria, he struck down all who remained to Ahab in Samaria, till he had wiped them out, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke to Elijah. Then Jehu assembled all the people and said to them, "Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu will serve him much. Now therefore, call to me all the prophets of Baal, all of his worshippers, and all of his priests. Let none be missing, for I have a great sacrifice to offer to Baal, and whoever is missing shall not live." But Jehu did it with cunning, in order to destroy the worshippers of Baal. And Jehu ordered, "Sanctify a solemn assembly for Baal." And so they proclaimed it. And Jehu sent throughout all Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there were not a man left who did not come. And they entered the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was filled from one end to the other. Then he said to him who was in charge of the wardrobe, "Bring out the vestments for all the worshippers of Baal." And so he brought out the vestments for them. Then Jehu went into the house of Baal with Jehoanab, the son of Rechab. And he said to the worshippers of Baal, "Search and see that there is no servant of the Lord here among you, but only the worshippers of Baal." Then they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu had stationed 80 men outside and said, "The man who allows any of those whom I give into your hands to escape shall forfeit his life." And so as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offerings, Jehu said to the guard and to the officers, "Go in and strike them down. Let not a man escape." And so when they put them to the sword, the guard and the officers cast them out and went into the inner room of the house of Baal. And they brought out the pillar that was in the house of Baal and burned it, and they demolished the pillar of Baal and demolished the house of Baal and made it a latrine to this day. And thus Jehu wiped out Baal from Israel. But Jehu did not turn aside from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which he made Israel to sin, that is, the golden calves that were in Bethel and in Dan. And the Lord said to Jehu, because you have done well in carrying out what is right in my eyes, and have done to the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, your sons of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu was not careful to walk in the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all of his heart. He did not turn from the sins of Jeroboam, which he made Israel to sin. And in those days the Lord began to cut off parts of Israel. Hazael defeated them throughout the territory of Israel, from the Jordan eastward, all the lands of Gilead, the Gadites, and the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aor, which is in the valley of Arnon, that is, Gilead in Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all he did, and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And so Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Jehoahaz, his son, reigned in his place. And the time that Jehu reigned over Israel and Samaria was 28 years. That was 2 Kings chapter 10. Let's move on over to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, in Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelled first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and of self-control. And therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifest through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. As you are aware, that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he has often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. Then you all well know all the service he rendered at Ephesus. That was 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's move on over to the Old Testament once again. We're going to read Hosea chapter 2. Hosea chapter 2. Say to your brothers, you are my people, and to your sisters, you have received mercy. Plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband, that she put away her whoring from her face and her adultery from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and make her as in the day she was born, and make her like a wilderness, and make her like a parched land, and kill her with thirst. Upon her children also I will have no mercy, because they are children of whoredom. For their mother has played the whore. She who conceived them has acted shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. And therefore I will hedge up her way with thorns, and I will build a wall against her so that she cannot find her path. She shall pursue her lovers, but not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then she shall say, I will go and return to my first husband, for it was better for me then than now. And she did not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the wine, the oil, and who lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. And therefore I will take back my grain in its time, and my wine in its season, and I will take away my wool and my flax, which were to cover her nakedness. Now I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and no one shall rescue her out of my hand. And I will put an end to her mirth, her feasts, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all of her appointed feasts. And I will lay waste her vines and her fig trees, of which, she said, these are my wages which my lovers have given me. And I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall devour them. And I will punish her for the feast of days, for the Baals, when she burned offerings to them, and adorned herself with her ring and jewelry, and went after her lovers, and forsook me, and forgot me, declares the Lord. And therefore, behold, I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak tenderly to her. And there I will give her her vineyards, and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. And there she shall answer, as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. And in that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal. For I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth, and they shall be remembered by name no more. And I will make them a covenant on that day with the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the creeping things on the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land, and I will make you lie down in safety, and I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. And in that day I will answer, declares the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth, and the earth shall answer the grain, the wine, the oil, and they shall answer Jezreel. And I will sow her for myself in the land, and I will have mercy on no mercy. And I will say to not my people, you are my people. And he shall say, you are my God. That was Hosea chapter 2. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Psalm 119. We're going to pick up in verse 97. Pick up with me in verse 97. Mame. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And through your precepts I get understanding, and therefore I hate every false way. Noon. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severed. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my freewill offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. Samech. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I might keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise that I might live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up that I might be safe, and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain, and all the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. And therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Amen. That was our reading today for October 29th, 2021. God bless you. Stay in the Word today, and Lord willing, I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Bye now.